Everybody good? All right. 88.9 on your radio. If you need to turn there tonight, that wind is a whipping. Woo! That wind, I just want to leave it right there. That wind is a whipping. If you have your Bibles tonight, I would ask you to turn with me to John chapter number 13 tonight. And we're going to look at two verses tonight. This morning we preached on the greatest example, and that is Jesus Christ. But tonight I want to look at a little something that we all need tonight, and that is this, being happy. Being happy. Tonight, if you find yourself not being happy, I am sure glad that you're here. If you find yourself needing something tonight, I am sure glad that you're here. As we stood here and we were singing, I told Sister Caitlin, I told her, I said, I tell you what, we may can't do a lot of things, but backup singing, hey, we got that under control. I tell you what, every time I'd miss a note, she'd key right on in there and give me the words that I needed. The greatest example, and if you'll follow that, you will be happy this afternoon. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word, John chapter number 13. In verse number 16, Wednesday night, by the way, we'll be back into the building, so don't forget that. Wednesday night, we'll be going back in, so keep that in consideration and keep that in your thoughts tonight. John chapter number 13 and verse number 16, the Bible says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is no greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him." Verse 17, here's our message. "If you know these things, happy. Happy are ye if you do them. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." What an amazing night to come out and worship you. Father God, we feel the crisp air tonight. Father God, how you just, oh, you've blessed us. Lord God, tonight I'm just as happy as I can be. Lord God, standing behind this sacred desk tonight, Father God, I thank you that our happiness, our joy, and everything that we have tonight does not come in this world, but it comes from you who lives out of this world. And Lord God, tonight I pray you search our hearts, search our minds, search our thoughts tonight. And Father God, I pray everything that we do tonight would be honored, pleasing and glorifying to your holy, precious name. Lord God, if they be one tonight that's not happy, Father God, I pray tonight before they leave, they can think on these things tonight, and Father God, they'd be happy in Jesus. Lord, we love you. Lord, we thank you. And I ask it all tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, you may be seated tonight being happy. Being happy in Jesus. As we come here tonight, I'll be brief tonight. I know it's cool and it's crisp out and you got things that you may want to do tonight. But I want to share with you tonight what's been on my heart. And the world that we live in, it's hard to find happiness. We find happiness in a lot of things. But let's look tonight at what the Bible says that we can find happiness in tonight. Happiness is difficult for a believer to obtain in their life. Some say that happiness comes from being rich. But I want you to know tonight, you can ask a rich man, does his money make him happy? He let his money run out and he won't be happy. And you can ask, it says also being famous will make one happy. Hey, you can look at TV, one that once was famous, they can't handle fame and they have no more happiness. Also tonight are being loved. You can say, if everybody just loved me, I'd be happy. Well, I hate to break it to you tonight, but everybody don't love you and everybody don't love me because they didn't love Jesus. But I want to say to you tonight, you are loved by God and that's all that matters. Can I get an amen? So he says tonight that we won't find happiness in riches. We won't find happiness in being famous. We won't find happiness in being loved. But Jesus said that true happiness comes from knowing Him and doing what He says. So tonight I want to look at three things on how we can be happy. Number one tonight, as we see in the text, he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is no greater than his Lord." So knowing tonight Jesus is Lord is number one way for you to be happy in your life. Knowing that Jesus Christ is Lord tonight. Do you know tonight it doesn't matter if you claim him Lord or not. He doesn't have to have a vote taken tonight. Hey, he's just Lord tonight. Can I get an amen? Hey, it doesn't matter what anybody says tonight. Jesus Christ is Lord. I want to give you three things tonight to tell me. No, I can tell you tonight, no matter what, Jesus is Lord. He says tonight he's unchangeable Lord tonight. In Hebrews chapter number 13 and verse number 8, the Bible says that Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Friends, I'd say to you tonight, when you realize tonight that God Almighty, Jesus Christ our Lord, is unchangeable in everything he does, now, I want you to know that makes me happy. In the world we live in, there's a lot of things changing, and there's a lot of foundations that's being shaken, and there's a lot of things being torn down. Hey, but I want you to know tonight, there's one foundation that won't be shaken, and that's Jesus Christ tonight. Hey, there's one person that's on his throne tonight, and he never can be dethroned, and his name's Jesus tonight. And that makes me happy tonight, knowing that we serve an unchangeable Lord. Hey, in the world we live in, not only is he unchangeable, but he is indestructible tonight. Friends, tonight, the God you serve tonight, he is unchangeable. Nothing can change him. Nothing can move him. Nothing can degrade him tonight. And he is indestructible tonight. If you'll turn with me in your Bible, we're talking about what makes us happy. One is knowing Jesus is Lord. If you'll turn with me tonight to Acts chapter number 2, in verse number 36, we see tonight not only knowing Jesus is Lord, he's unchangeable tonight, but he is indestructible tonight. He says in Acts 2:36 tonight, him being unchangeable and indestructible, Peter said on the day of Pentecost. And you know, old great Peter, the preacher that he was, he denied Christ. He denied him up even to where he had died on the cross. And he said all them things. And they said, oh no, we know you. You know the Lord. And we know you by your speech. And we know that. And I've heard Brother David Whitaker say that. And I've heard him say through that, once you're converted, strengthen your brethren. Hey, but friends, I want you to know tonight, the greatest sermon that had ever been preached by a man was by the name of Peter when he stood on the day of Pentecost and he called them out and he said in Acts 2:36, therefore let all the house of Israel know. He said assuredly, he said, so you can get something in your life. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus. Woo! Hey, God made that same Jesus whom you have crucified. Hey, what did he make him? He made him both Lord and Christ. Friends, I want you to know tonight, no man made him Lord, and no man made him Christ. God Almighty made him Lord, and he made him Christ. Friends, tonight, he can't be the Lord of your life if he's not the Christ of your life. He will not be Christ and not be Lord. He said, if you want to be happy tonight in Jesus, we must remember who our Lord is tonight. We must remember who our Christ is tonight. If you need something in your life tonight, the only one that can provide it will be your Lord and be your Christ, Jesus Christ. He says tonight, he is unchangeable. He says tonight, he is indestructible. Hey, but I thank God for the Bible. Also, he is unmovable tonight. Look with me tonight in Hebrews chapter number 12 and verse number 28. Let's look at what the Bible says. He said, not only is he unchangeable, not only is he indestructible, but he is unmovable tonight. In Hebrews chapter number 12 and verse number 28, the Bible says, wherefore we receive a kingdom which cannot be moved. We receive a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. He says tonight, I want you to get this, knowing that God Almighty, Jesus Christ, is Lord tonight, that'll make you happy. When you're following that great example, it'll make you happy. Friends, tonight, let me give you this. The sun is the center of our solar system, and everything revolves around that sun, and everything works the way it should. the sun, and everything revolves around that tonight. And just as the S-U-N is in the middle of our solar system and everything works around it, friends, tonight if you're not happy, you make sure that Jesus Christ, the S-O-N, He is in the center of your life. You make sure He's not to the right. You make sure He's not to the left. Hey, you make sure that He's right in the center of your life, right in your heart tonight. Friends, if we're going to be happy, Jesus Christ has to have His place in our life. You say, preacher, where must I put Him? Everything you do ought to be run through Him. Amen? If you're going to be happy tonight, it'll be through Christ Jesus tonight. But also in the text, let me give you this. He says, not only knowing Jesus is Lord, but knowing that we are His servants. You see, it's one thing to know Him as Lord, and it's something totally different to know that you are a servant of Jesus Christ tonight. You know what a servant is? He is no greater than his Lord. Friends, tonight, we're no greater than Jesus Christ. We must never put ourselves at a pinnacle or a place where we think we're better than Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, why would you even say that? There's nobody thinks that. Hey, if you look at the world we live in, hey, there's people that thinks that they're gods. Friends, I want you to know tonight, on the authority of God's Word, there's only one God tonight, and His name is Jehovah tonight, God Almighty tonight. He said that He is that God, and we must be His servants. And you know what I find in my life? A lot of times in my prayer, I'll be telling God what I want God to do instead of asking God to do what He wants to do. Amen. Have you ever been there? You're just telling God. When you go to Him in prayer, you're telling Him everything that He needs to do and treating Him like He's the servant and we're the God. Have you ever thought about that when you go before Him? And I do that sometimes. Lord God, I need You to do this, 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 this. Acting like He's not God. Friends, tonight, He knows your heart. He knows my heart. He knows that petition that you lift up. And He knows how to give you what you need, when you need it, as you need it tonight. But He says in the Word, not only knowing Jesus is Lord, but knowing that we are His servants. Tonight, we're no greater than Him and cannot do anything without Him tonight. If you'll just turn over two chapters, to John 15 and verse number 5, Jesus is talking here. And He said, if you want to be happy tonight, and you want to be what God has called you to be in your Christian life, He says in John 15, 5, the Bible says, I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, you that understand your role. And he has to tell this preacher this a lot of times. Hey, you understand your role. Your role is just to feed the sheep. Your role is to feed the sheep, give them the truth of the Word of God, give them what the Bible says, what they do with it's their business, not your business, preacher. Can I get an amen right there? So that's just preaching now. He said, all you're required to do is preach, thus saith the Word of God. Preach it gun barrel straight. Give it to them. Ever what they do with it in their life is their responsibility. You know tonight that this preacher and not a member of this church, we do not manufacture not one thing. If we could manufacture something tonight, it would be in our ability tonight. But tonight, when people move the way God moves on their life, the manufacturer and the author tonight and the finisher of our faith is not the preacher, it's not the deacons, it's not the Sunday school teachers, it's not the youth pastor. The author of your faith, the finisher of your faith is Jesus Christ tonight. And if you're going to be happy, I'm going to be happy, I must abide in Him tonight. Look what the Bible says, John 15, 5. He said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, this is what Jesus said, for without me ye can do nothing. You can't do nothing. That's the short term. Without him we can do nothing. Preacher, how are we going to be successful at Union Chapel? We will be successful when we abide in Christ and do what Christ tells us to do. But let me give you this. Not only do we, knowing Jesus is Lord and knowing we are His servants, let me give you this. Not only being a servant, we must follow our Lord's example tonight by serving other people. We must follow His example. But let me give you this. We must also follow the Lord's commission by giving and going, by doing what God has called us to do. He said, happy if you do these things. A servant doth also follow his Lord. And by example, the servant follows his Lord's by his commission. And the servant follows his Lord's energy tonight. You will only be successful, and I'll only be successful, and I'll only be happy when I'm running in the Lord. When you try to do it by your own energy, you try to do it through your own power, it won't be long. You'll become weak, you'll become sick, and you'll become burnt out. I believe this in my life. I said I'd rather die out than burn out. And I've said this before, and Brother J.D., you've heard me say it. It doesn't matter. Out is out. Friends, it doesn't matter. If you're out, you're out. And I don't want to burn out. I don't want to die out. I want to just give God all that I have tonight. And he says that. Turn with me to Matthew chapter number 28. And we do this by observing all things. Matthew chapter number 28 tonight. I'd like to show you in the Word of God tonight what he says. Matthew chapter number 28. And we'll begin looking at verse number 19. He said, if we're going to serve like Jesus, if we're going to go like Jesus, and if we're going to love people like Jesus, we must do it the way that Jesus tells us to do it. And that's by being his servant. Look what he says in Matthew 28, 19. He says, and this is a command, by the way. Go ye therefore, we must go, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. Friends, tonight, our commission as a church tonight is that we must be serving the community that we live in. If you want to be happy tonight, we must realize that God Almighty, He is the author and the finisher of our faith, knowing Jesus is Lord and knowing we are His servants. By observing all things, we must be serving as Jesus, we must be going as Jesus went, and we must be loving at all costs. And I want to stop right here and I want to slow down and give you this tonight in John chapter number 13. And as we look in verse number 17, he says, if you want to be happy, I'm talking about happy, a smile on your face. Now, you don't always have to frown. There's things that we can be happy about. And you say, preacher, tonight, why can I be happy? I know Jesus is Lord. I know that He's Lord. I know that in my life. And I let Him have free reign. And I am His servant. I know to be His servant. But Jesus said, knowing that He is Lord and allowing you to be His servant, there's more to it. And you say, what is it? Look in verse 17. If you know these things, if you know Jesus is Lord and you know you're His servant, look what He says. If you know these things is one thing. Knowing them won't make you happy. No, whoa, glory, hallelujah. Knowing these things won't make you happy. Knowing Jesus is Lord won't make you happy. Come on now, get with me here. Knowing it is one thing. Doing it is something else. Hey, knowing Jesus won't make you happy. Hey, being a servant of Jesus, just knowing that and being that won't make you happy. You must do them things. Friends, tonight, we must do what God's called us to do. Look what he says. If you know these things, happy are you. If you want to be happy, you may know them. But he said you'll only be happy if you do them. You'll only be happy if you do what he has commanded you to do. He says, so preacher, tell us. Number one, you know Jesus is Lord. Number two, knowing we are his servants. But number three, you'll be happy by doing what you know to do for Christ Jesus. You'll only excel when you do what God's called you to do, not what man's called you to do. I want you to turn here, and I want to give you this. In Matthew chapter number 5 and verse 3 through 12, I want to share this with you tonight. He said, happy if you do these things. You say, what things are they, preacher? We know tonight that Jesus is Lord. We know tonight that we're His servants. But how are we happy if we do what things? What things is He talking about tonight? And I want to share it with you. We say this, okay? We say, blessed is the man that's the winner. We say, blessed is the man or woman that's most dominant. We say, blessed is the man or woman that's got it all. We say, blessed is the one that's got it all figured out. But Jesus says something totally different. And to know these things and do them make you happy. And here's the things. Matthew chapter number 5 and verse number 3, he uses the word blessed. And by the way, tonight, if you're blessed, you will be happy. When you realize you're blessed by the best, you will be happy. When you realize tonight your blessing doesn't come from a man, but it comes from the man, Christ Jesus, you will be happy. Matthew 5, verse number 3, the Beatitude says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. In verse number 12 he says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad or exceedingly happy. Great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which before you. Folks, tonight, happy is if you do these things. Happy are the ones that are the peacemakers. Happy are the ones that seek after righteousness. Happy are the ones that hunger and thirst. Happy are those. And tonight I want to give you this. Knowing this list, knowing what to do, I would ask you tonight, are you happy? To be happy is to do what the Bible has called us to do. We try to fulfill in our life a lot of happiness in a lot of ways. And one way that we will have happiness in our life is by lining up with thus saith the Word of God. The world says those that have the most is the happiest. The world says that those that stir up a lot of stuff will be the happiest. But my Jesus says tonight, the other way. I would ask you a question tonight. Who would you believe tonight? Would you believe the world? Or would you believe our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Peter told him on the day of Pentecost, that same Jesus that you crucified, God made him Lord and he made him Savior. He made him Lord and he made him Savior. He made him what he needed to be tonight. He's given us a list of ways to be happy. This week, no matter what the world throws at you, you know what Satan tries to rob you with? He tries to rob your joy. He tries to rob your happiness. And Jesus says tonight in the Word of God, the only way to be happy is by knowing what to do and doing it. So I'm going to ask you a question tonight. This week, when something tries to rob your joy and tries to rob your happiness, do what you know to do, and that's turn to God. Let's turn to your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let me share this with you in my life. If I'm at a place in my life and it's doom and gloom, or it's a place that I don't really know what to do, there's two ways you can handle that. One, by getting in the Word of God, or number two, by sharing the Word of God. You can either get in the Word or you can share the Word with somebody. And I promise you tonight, on the authority of God's Word, when you get in your life and you get to that place and you know what to do, you know if you're saved tonight, you know what makes you most happy? When you're doing the Father's will. When you're doing what the Father has called you to do. And the only thing He's called us to do is this, be fishers of men. He said, go ye therefore, go and tell that gospel, tell that good news, tell what God has done for you. And I promise you tonight on the authority of God's Word, when you know that Jesus Christ is your Savior, you know you're just His servant, and if anything gets done, it'll be because that He done it through you tonight. And you know that, and you rely on that. Tonight I want you to know you can be happy as a Christian. If there's one thing we don't need in the world we live in at this time or at any time, is people to be sour in their faith. We don't need to be sour in our faith. We need to be sharing our faith. Friends, tonight, if there's one thing I can give you tonight, I'm going to leave you with this. Are you going to do as the world does, or are we going to do as the Master says? I believe tonight the most happiest people they should be, and I fall short a lot of times, is a Christian tonight. To know we deserved hell and He gave us heaven. To know we deserved punishment and He gave us a promise that we got a home in heaven. Tonight, if I can give you anything on the Word of God, He said if you want to be happy, you know what to do. All you must do to be happy is do what He has commanded you to do. So tonight, I want to leave you with this. You have an example and you have a command. If you want to be happy, follow the greatest example there is and do what He's told you to do. That's as simple as I can get it out there. You know what? When you lose your joy, you'll lose that happiness is when you're not abiding in Christ. John 15, 5, He said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I abideth in him. You know what you'll do? You'll be happy. And when you're happy with God, I promise you this, He's happy with you. This afternoon, I'd ask you a question. Are you happy with what God's doing in your life? If you're not happy with what God's doing in your life now, you won't be happy what He'll do tomorrow. That is so true. If you're not happy right now with what God's done in your life, you won't be happy if He does it again. You won't be happy if He does something all new tomorrow. Folks, our happiness lies in Jesus Christ. If I can give you anything tonight, rely on Him this week. Let us pray. Heavenly Father God, as I bow in your presence,